我自己心里边非常的感动，看到这么多位青年的弟兄姊妹今天聚集在这里。
My heart is deeply moved that I see so many young brothers and sisters gather here tonight.
在过去的几个月来，特别是最近这一两个月，我们一直在为这次的冬令会祷告。
In the past few months, especially the last couple months, we've been praying earnestly for this winter conference.
最近曾有机会和一两位来过这里的冬令会，也去过别的地方冬令会的人有交通。
Not long ago, I had an opportunity to fellowship with some brothers and sisters who have been to this winter conference and other conferences before.
我们就同样感觉到，在最近这几年来，神特别赐福在北美洲这一类的聚会。
We realize that God's blessings have been on many conferences in North America in the last few years.
我就觉得，神这么样的赐福我们不是没有原因。
I believe God has been blessing us not for no reasons.
他一定有一个特别的目的。
He must have a special purpose.
有的时候也许我们看不了那么远，我们不知道他的目的是什么。
Sometimes we cannot see far ahead enough to realize what his purpose might be.
但是但愿神在我们中间做好他所做的准备的工作。
But I trust the Lord will do the work of preparation among us.
等到他这个目的要实现的时候，我们在他手里面预备好了。
And when that goal is to be realized,We will be ready in his hands.
当我为这次的这个冬令会祷告的时候，特别想到我们所定的这个主题。
As I've been praying for this conference, and as I ponder on the theme for our conference,
我就特别想到一段经文，在路加福音第十四章。
I came to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章，从第二十五节直读到这章的末了。
We will read from Luke 14, verse 25 to the end of this chapter.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？”恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下酌量，能用一万兵去抵挡领二万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的，就应当听。这段经文所记载的事情，可能是在主耶稣工作比较晚的时候，才讲的话。
The story here is occurred probably fairly late in the ministry of Jesus.
在这段时间有很多人看见了主所做的。
At that time, many have seen what the Lord did.
听见了主所讲的教训。
They have heard his preaching.
他们都决定要跟随主耶稣。
And they decided they were to follow Jesus.
这里说有极多的人要跟随耶稣同行。
Here it says, great multitudes were going along with him.
但是他们跟随耶稣却好像出于很多不同的动机。
But they seemed to be following with many motives.
刚刚看见了主耶稣用五饼二鱼叫几千人吃饱。
They saw the Lord, how the Lord fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes.
啊，他们说跟随耶稣不错，不用做工可以有饼吃哦。
And they thought that's really great.
有的人也许看见了耶稣行神迹。
Others have seen his miracles.
跟随耶稣不错，可以有神迹可以看。
That's really great because you do not see that kind of things happening every day.
或者也许有的人出于比较好一点的动机。
Others might have better motives.
他们听耶稣说了将来有一天他要来做王。
They realized that Christ was to come to be king one day.
将来他来做王，我们要和他同享荣耀。
If he is going to be king one day, we will share his glory.
但是将来如果能和他同享荣耀啊，那今天我们必须要跟他 拉好这个关系啊。
So I better get into a good relationship with him in order to share his glory in the future.
不论这些个人他们怎么样来想
，No matter what they are thinking，
但是他们都是以自己为中心，想跟随耶稣，我可以得着什么呢
？They are thinking in a self-centered fashion. What am I to gain from following Jesus？
主耶稣这里特别对这些个人说。
And here Jesus is speaking to these people.
我要你们跟随我。
I want you to follow me.
但是我要你认清楚你到底是为了什么跟随我。
But I want you to realize why are you following me.
如果要是做基督徒单单是为了我能够从中得到什么。
If to become a Christian just means to gain something.
那我们的方向错误了。
Then I'm afraid our direction is wrong.
当然我们跟随主耶稣有很多好的福气可以得着。
Sure, there are many blessings in following Jesus.
但是跟随主耶稣最基本的一个动机
But the most fundamental motivation
不是我要得着什么
It's not that we are to gain something.
乃是主要我做的那个是什么
But what the Lord wants us to do.
主要我走那条道路就算需要经过苦难
To follow him, we have to go through suffering.
或要付上一个代价
We have to pay a price
或者我们要有牺牲
We might have to make sacrifices
到那个时候如果你要是没有想清楚你可能够转脸要后退了
If you do not think clearly now when the time comes you might change your mind
这里所以主耶稣就对跟随他的那班人说
So here Jesus is speaking to the great multitudes
我要你跟随我但是你要想清楚你为什么跟随我
I want you to follow me, but I want you to realize why you are following me.
在这段经文里面，我觉得主耶稣给我们讲，可以说他要几种人来跟随他。
Here we see Jesus describing several types of people following him.
或者说，他要我们跟随他的人有几种几方面应当有的态度。
Or there are certain attitudes he wants from people who are to follow him.
我们简单的把主耶稣这段教训来思想一下。
Now we are to think.What Jesus is saying here.
首先主耶稣说你如果要跟随我你要做我的门徒。
First Jesus is saying, if you are to follow me, you have to be my disciple.
但是你要做我的门徒你必须要计算代价。
But to be my disciples, you have to count the cost.
要不顾代价的来向我学习。
You must be ready to pay all price.
你们如果要是爱我不胜过爱自己的父母妻子弟儿女兄弟姊妹你不能够做我的门徒
If you do not love me more than your father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters you cannot be my disciple
你不背起自己的十字架来你不能够做我的门徒
If you do not carry your cross and come after me you cannot be my disciple
如果我没有这么一个心志我愿意为主的缘故付上这个代价
If you do not have the determination to pay the price
我们不能够向主学习
We cannot possibly imitate Christ.
做门徒这个字的意思就是做主的学生向主学习。
To be a disciple means to follow him to imitate Christ.
但是我们做基督徒的人却必须要做向主学习啊。
We must learn from Christ.
你们要负我的轭学我的样式。
You have to bear my yoke and live like me.
主耶稣要我们向他来学习。
Christ wants us to live like him.
但是向他学习这件事情啊
But to learn from him,
就表明这是在我们生活中要做的一件工作或者生活的一种方式。
It means a style of living, a way of living.
积极的，我主动的要来学习。
I have to take the initiative to learn from him.
不是说单单相信了就完了。
Not only do I have to believe,
甚至于单单表示我愿意和主耶稣同死，那个都不够。
It's not even enough to indicate that I am willing to die with Christ.
我必须要学习他生活的那种方式来活。
We have to live like how he lived.
主耶稣说：“你们要学我的样式。”
Jesus said, "You have to learn from my example."
主耶稣整个生活的方式
，His whole way of living.
他整个。在世人面前的那个表现
The way he behaved before the world
他谦卑自己道成肉身
How he humbled himself and became flesh
他在地上的时候能够对神说
And how he said to God when he was on earth
父啊我来了我来就为的是要按着你的旨意行
Father, I have come to do your will.
他在遵行天父的旨意的时候
And when he obeyed the will of God,
前面不是没有困难
There were difficulties.
他自己考虑清楚了
But he thought through the whole thing.
在客西马尼园的时候他心灵里面经过了极大挣扎
In Gethsemane, he really struggled.
父啊假若可能求你叫这个杯离开我
Father, if possible, I would have you remove this cup.
然而不要按着我的意思
But not my will
只要按着你的意思
But thy will be done
他为了是要顺服神的旨意
Because he wanted to do the will of God
他没有保留一件事情不放下
He did not reserve anything that he did not want to lay down
把整个的生命放在神的面前我来了是为要按照你的旨意行
He laid his life before God and saidI have come to do your will.
这是主耶稣说的这个意思。
And this is what Jesus means.
如果我们真正有这么样的一个心来向主学习
If we really have this desire to learn after Christ.
我不能够不说我愿意爱我的主胜过爱我地上所有的一切。
We cannot tell him that we are to love him less than anything else on this earth.
自己的父母自己的妻子儿女弟兄姐妹甚至于自己的性命。
Parents, wife, children, brothers and sisters, or even our own lives.
如果我们真的对主有这么一个心志
if we really have this determination before God,
你不能够让任何这些个东西拦阻你跟随主这条道路
Nothing will deter us from following him.
而这个代价的那个最基本的意义啊
And the ultimate meaning of paying a price,
就是在这里二十七节所说的背起自己的十字架来跟从主
It's in verse 27 where it says, carrying one's own cross and come after him.
讲到背起十字架了这件事情，我觉得很多时候人有一种不完全的观念。
Very often we do not have a comprehensive understanding of what it means to carry one's own cross.
很多时候我们想到十字架了，我们就想到我们生活中的一些个困难啊，或者试炼啊，或者痛苦。
A lot of time we think of the cross, we think of the many difficulties, trials, or frustrations we have in life.
比如说我的功课念得不挺好，这可能是我的十字架。
For example, when I have difficulty with my schoolwork, this might be my cross.
我的工作不太理想，这个也可能是十字架啊。
If I do not get a good job, that might be my cross.
如果我跟朋友的关系处得不大好，那么这也可能成为我的十字架。
If I have a bad relationship with my friends, that might be the cross.
在香港有一次，有一个老牧师跟我讲一个故事，很有意思。
One time, an old pastor told me a story.
一个姊妹，有一个基督徒姊妹，有一天刚洗了衣服。
One day, a sister was washing her clothes.
香港你们都知道，有很多人洗完了衣服，拿一个竹竿伸到外边去晾干呢。
You know how people have to dry their clothes by hanging them out in Hong Kong.
那么这一天呢，清早起来，无线电就早报告了，今天有很多雨。
One day when she woke up, the radio announced that it's going to rain.
那么这个姊妹洗了很多衣服，拿个竹竿出去在外边晾。
So after this sister finished her washing clothes, she hanged them out in the air.
那么当然一阵大雨，全淋湿了。
And of course the rain came.
然后他把衣服正往回了收的时候
And when he was just to get the clothes back
那个牧师来探访他
This pastor came to visit her
这个姊妹呢好像很狼狈的哈不然怎么办呢赶快收衣服又要招呼这个牧师
The sister was really embarrassed not knowing whether she should get the clothes back or whether she should entertain this pastor
那个衣服都刚洗完都湿了又洗这个大概是我的十字架刚刚洗完了衣服湿过了要重新再洗过
I see So she said Well, it looks like I have to do all the washing again This is really my cross
这个老牧师说他告诉我他说我指着他的鼻子对他说呀我永远不准你再说这个你十字架
And so this pastor told her in her face I do not want you to say this kind of thing anymore
这是你自己的衣着这不是十字架
This is your clothes, not a cross
是你的衣着Foolishness,
what?
愚拙 foolishness. 愚拙愚笨的 foolishness.
This is your foolishness, not a cross.
你明明知道今天要下雨吗？你还把衣服晾在外面去。
You know it's going to rain, but you still hang the clothes out.
很多时候我们就有这么一种观念，什么一点不如意的事情，我们说这是十字架。
So a lot of times we have this misunderstanding. Anything that is a frustration, we call it a cross.
在主耶稣时代，新约时代，十字架只有一个意思。
In the time of Jesus, in New Testament era, the cross means only one thing.
十字架是一个杀人的工具。
The cross was a tool of torture.
一个人被钉在十字架上了，意思他就要在那个地方舍弃他的生命。
When one is hanged on the cross, it means he will die there.
主耶稣说，你要背起十字架来跟从我。
And here Jesus says, you have to carry your cross and come after me.
背起十字架来，意思就是你在十字架上像主耶稣一样舍去你的生命。
Taking up the cross means that you are to be like Jesus, to die on the cross.
主耶稣也这样讲，使徒保罗也多次的这样讲。
That's what Jesus said, and that's what Paul said too.
今天我要和主耶稣同十字架，同钉十字架。
Paul said, I am to be nailed to the cross with Christ.
对世界来说，我已经死了。
I am to die to the world.
对我来说呀，世界已经死去了。
And to me, the world is dead.
换句话说，如果我们真正要背起十字架来跟从主，
In other words, if we are to truly carry our cross after Christ,
是要把我自己，我的那个老的生命，把它处死在十字架上。
We have to kill this old self on the cross.
我们必须有这么一个心智，让我自己那个老我完全被放在一边了。
We have to have this determination to put aside our old self.
但是啊，这里有一个问题。
But here is a problem.
虽然我们说把我们的老我钉在十字架上，
although we say that we want to nail our old self to the cross,
但是我们知道我们那个老我没死啊。
But we know the old self is still there.
如果那个老我真死了的话，这个问题就简单了。
If our old self is really dead, then the problem is simple.
我不需要挣扎。我没有里面的挣扎，我可以过一个100%圣洁的生活了。
We wouldn't have to struggle anymore, and we would live a 100% holy life.
但是不行的。
But we can't do that.
我那个老我始终在里面。
We realize our old self is still there.
为这个原因，我们有挣扎，有困难。
For this reason, we struggle.
为这个原因，主耶稣说，你要天天背起十字架来跟从我。
And for this reason, Christ said,You have to carry your cross after me every day.
那怎么办呢？
What are we to do?
我又把要钉死，但是他又不肯死。
We are to be put to death, but we just cannot die.
这里我想到另外一个故事。
Here I think of another story.
有一次有一个小孩子，一个六七岁的男孩子在家里边那里玩。
One time a little boy is playing in his home.
家里来一个客人，妈妈跟客人谈话。
Some guest came and the mother was entertaining the guest.
等到差不多吃饭的时候，小孩子回到房里来了。
And when dinner time came, the little kid came back.
看见家里面的情形，饭台摆好了。
And he saw that the table was already laid.
知道了，大概是留着客人吃饭。
So he realized that some guest is going to be with dinner.
小孩子很活泼，很会说话。
The kid is really very cute, and he knows what to say.
他一看那个台，对妈妈说：“妈妈呀，你不是说就不喜欢这个人来我们家吃饭吗？”
He looked at the mother and said, "Didn't you say before that you do not like this person to come to dinner?"
做妈妈怎么办呢？
So what does the mother to say?
这么难听的话讲出来了。
It's really an embarrassing situation.
你向客人解释，或者当客人来刑罚这个孩子都不可以。
You cannot explain to the guest. You cannot punish the guest before, punish the kid before a guest.
在没有办法的情形之下，这个做妈妈的做了一件最聪明的事情。
But this mother is really wise.
虽然这孩子讲了一句非常难听的话，
although she is really embarrassed by what a kid just said,
但是这做妈妈的就好像完全没有听见这孩子讲话一样。
The mother pretended She did not hear what the kid said.
她根本不理他。
She simply ignored him.
很多时候我觉得我们对付我们那个里面那个老我也必须是如此。
This is the way we should deal with our old self.
那个老我他在那里。
This old self is there.
但是在主里面来说他已经死了。
But in Christ, it has died.
我们应当把他当作死人来看他。
We should consider it as dead.
我们用不着跟他辩论，跟他解释。
We don't have to argue, we don't have to explain.
遇到一种试探的时候，那个老我在里面有很多话要讲。
When temptation comes, this old self has a lot to say.
跟随主啊，或者跟随自己的道路啊。
To follow Christ or to follow myself.
饶恕一个得罪我的人啊，或者去用爱心待他啊，或者向他报复啊。
To forgive, to love, or to retaliate against my enemy.
我那个老我在里面有很多意思。
There are many, many suggestions from this old self.
在那个情形之下我们怎么办呢？
What are we to do in situations like
this? 你跟他辩论，你向他解释，都没有用处。
There's no way we can argue or explain the situation.
他已经是死了。
It is dead.
我们把他当作死人来看他。
We should simply ignore it.
用不着考虑他的意见。
We don't even have to consider his suggestions.
用不着跟他解释，用不着和他辩论。
We don't have to argue, we don't have to explain.
他已经和主耶稣同钉十字架。
It has been crucified with Christ.
今天在我里面应当活的那个不再是我原来那个老我了，是在主里面那个新的生命。
Today what is living is no longer the old self, but it should be the new life in Christ.
如果我没有在主里面的这么一个经验，
If we do not have this experience in Christ,
我们没有办法真正的来跟从主。
There is no way we can truly follow him.
我们如果还在那里体贴我自己的那个喜欢，
We will continue to be considerate to our old selves.
我们永远没办法来真正完全的来跟从主。
And we cannot truly follow Christ.
主耶稣说，你要跟从我，你必须要舍去你的生命来做我的门徒。
Christ says, if you are to follow me, you have to lay down your life and come after me.
然后第二方面，主耶稣告诉我们说呀。
Secondly, Christ tells us here.
你不单需要做门徒向我学习。
Not only you have to be my disciple to learn after me.
你必须要做一个工人，不顾代价的来为我建造。
You have to be my servant and to build for me at all costs.
哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下计算花费？
For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost?
看你能不能盖得起这层楼啊！
To see if you can really build.
这里盖楼这个楼字是一个很特别的字。
There's a very special word here, tower.
不是我们普通常看见那种楼房。
It is not an ordinary building.
在当时的犹太人的生活里边，很多人都是一种小型的农人。
At the time of Jesus, a lot of people were just common peasants in small towns.
家里面可能有一个葡萄园呐，或者一个橄榄园呐，一家就靠这个来生活。
They might have a small vineyard and they live.On that.
那你一年到晚在这个园子里面辛苦，你盼望能够得着果实。
They labor night and day in that vineyard and hope that something would grow out.
但是你要小心吧，等你庄稼种好的时候，可能有贼人来偷了，或者有野兽来破坏你的庄稼。
But you have to be careful because when the fruits are ready, thieves might come or wild beasts might come to devour the produce.
所以在他们的那个农园里面呢，都要建起一个小楼来。
So they usually build a small tower in the vineyard.
站在那个楼顶呢，你可以看见你整个的庄稼。
And there they can look over the place.
那么如果有敌人来了，或者有野兽来了，你可以看守，你可以防备。
If enemy or wild beasts come, you can defend yourself against them.
所以这个楼啊，是一个守望的楼。
So this is actually a watchtower.
在我们基督徒的生命里边，也需要有这个守望的楼。
In our Christian life, we need to have this watchtower.
有一个守望的楼在那里看守我们这个生命的园子。
We need to stand there and to guard our garden of life.
看一看在生命里面有没有贼人来破坏我们的庄稼。
To watch out to see if there are enemies coming.
有没有一些个野兽来破坏我们生命的果实？
Or are there wild beasts coming to devour the produce?
在主的面前看守自己那个生命的原则。
We have to guard our life before Christ.
用时间看一看 我这个生命里边有没有可能贼人、敌人破坏的工作存在
？We have to take time out to really think, to ask ourselves, are the enemies coming?
这是一个在我们基督徒的生命里面多么重要的一个工作。
This is a very important task for Christians.
在主的面前有一个守望的生命。
We need to watch our lives before the Lord.
建立起来生命那个守望的楼。
We need to have this watchtower in our life.
在那个守望的楼上边，我们要检查自己的生命。
From there, we are to examine our lives.
要看一看我们生命里边有没有一个东西破坏生命的果子。
To see if anything might harm our lives.
在旧约的雅歌书里边呢，有一个很美的比喻。
In the Songs of Solomon, there's a very beautiful illustration.
那个王对那个女子说。你要到葡萄园里边去，因为葡萄已经开花放香。
The king said to this woman, "You have to go into the vineyard because the flowers are blossoming."
那你要看一看到里边去捉拿那些个小狐狸。
And you have to watch out for the little foxes.
为什么要单单捉拿小狐狸啊？
Why do you call them little foxes?
小狐狸不要紧吧，没什么危险，是不是？
What can little foxes do?
小狐狸看起来也许很美丽很可爱的不是很怕人的东西。
They could actually look cute. They are not threatening.
但是有那些小狐狸存在啊它就会把那些个葡萄刚刚开那个花把它吃掉了。
But these little foxes could eat up the flowers.
没有别的危险但是有小狐狸存在那个葡萄园不能够结果子出来。
There could be nothing else, but only if these little foxes are around, the vineyard could not bear fruit.
在我们的生命里边，我们就需要防备这些个小狐狸存在。
In our lives, you simply have to guard against these little foxes.
也许我们生命里面没有大的狐狸了，没有那种非常可怕的罪存在了。
There are no big foxes. There are no really terrible sins in our lives.
我们基督徒，没有偷，没有抢，为这个我们感谢主。
We don't commit crimes punishable by law.
但是另外一方面，那些个小狐狸呢？比方说，那些个缺少爱心的行动。
But what about the little foxes? Say the unloving acts.
那些个自私的动机。
Some selfish motives.
那些个贪爱世界的事情。
Secret loves for the world.
那些个为自己肉体安排的事情
to really plan for our own selves
那些个看自己总是觉得比别人强的那种骄傲的感觉
self-conceitedness
这些个东西在世人看来呀也许他们觉得不是很可怕呀
from the point of view of the world these things are not terrible
世人甚至觉得这是很好的一件事情
they could actually be considered good
但是有时候就是因为这些个小狐狸的存在
But a lot of time it is these little foxes
使我们生命不能结出属灵的果实来
That prevent our lives from truly bearing fruit
主耶稣说你要在生命里边建立这个守望的楼
And Jesus here says you have to build this tower
把那些个生命里边那些个不应当有东西把它除掉把它赶出去
To get rid of whatever should not be there
用时间在主的面前
Spend time before the Lord.
真正用时间来省察、检查自己的生命。
To really examine our own lives.
用时间在主的面前来寻求他所要我做的。
To seek after his will.
用时间在主的面前真正看一看神的话讲什么。
Take time to really examine the word of God.
神的话在我生命里面应当发生什么作用。
What kind of impact should the word of God in my life?
要建立那个生命之中守望的楼。
We simply have to build this watchtower in our life.
在我们这个礼拜的时间表里边，每天都给我们预备了有时间，在那里要自己灵修。
There's quiet time on our schedule during this conference.
但是在我们日常的生活怎么样
？But what about our daily lives?
或者我们有了那个灵修的时间了。
We might have quiet time.
但是这个时间在我们生命里边真正的作用是什么
？But what effect does it really have in our lives?
要建造起那个守望的楼来。
We have to build this tower.
如果我们容让那些个不应当有的事情在生命里边继续不断的长大
We allow these things that should not be there continue to be there.
我们的生命成为一个不能结果子的生命。
Our lives will not bear fruit.
主耶稣告诉我们说，如果我们要做一个真正有用处的基督徒，
Jesus said if we are to be useful in his hand,
我们要不顾一切的来。
Jesus said if we are to be useful in his hand,
我们要不顾一切的来向主耶稣学习。
We have to follow after him at all costs.
我们需要不顾一切的为主耶稣的缘故来建造。
We have to build for him at all costs.
然后第三样，主耶稣说，我们还必须要不顾一切的来为主耶稣作战。
Thirdly, Jesus said that we have to fight for him at all costs.
在下边第三十一节开始，主耶稣这里告诉我们说，
Beginning with verse 31st, he says,
如果一个王出去打仗啊，他必须要酌量能不能够抵挡得了敌人。
What king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and take counsel whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him?
整个基督徒的生命就是一场战争。
Our Christian life is a battle.
我们站在主的这方面。
We stand on the side of the Lord.
面临着一个极强大可怕的敌人。
And we are facing a really very strong enemy.
这个敌人非常的聪明，非常的可怕。
There's also a very smart enemy.
我们凭着自己的力量，我们知道我们不能够抵挡他。
We know that we cannot fight against him by our own strength.
但是我们还必须要战争。
But we have to fight.
如一首赞美诗那里说的，世间似有两军对敌啊，我们不能够就是善与恶，我们不能够站在中间。
The song says that the world has two camps and we cannot stay in the middle.
我们就是凭着接受主耶稣这件事，已经选择了我们站的那个方向了。
By becoming a Christian, we have chosen the side.
就是为这个原因，撒旦他不会放过我们，我们要面临这个战争。
And for that reason, Satan will not let us go, and we just have to face the battle.
而且这个战争非常可怕，非常厉害。
And this is a very, very fierce battle.
你如果要是想没有在战争之中没有危险不打仗呢，那你不要上前线。
If you are afraid of danger, you simply do not go to the front line.
你上前线去了，就有危险，就在面临战争。
If you go to the front line, there is danger.
啊，基督徒今天在生活之中，如果他没有遇见征战
，If a Christian does not have struggle, fights in his life,
啊，很可能他就是没有一个肯为主到前线去的一种经验。
Very probably, he does not have the experience of standing in the front line for Christ.
你到前线去了，撒旦一定不会放过你。
If you are in the front line, Satan will not let you go.
但是我们可以放心。
But we can be safe.
撒旦不论他多么强壮，我们有主站在我们这一方面。
No matter how strong is Satan,We have the Lord on our side.
不论撒旦多么聪明，主站在我们这方面。
And no matter how smart the enemy is, we have the Lord on our side.
但是我们必须要认清楚，我们是站在主的这一方面。
But we have to be sure we are on the Lord's side.
在我们一切生活的方向，一切的选择，一切的决定。
In all our ways of life, in all our decisions and choices.
我们必须清楚的，我是站在主的这一方面。
We have to be sure we are on the Lord's side.
假如我们没有站在主的这一方面
If we are not on his side,
那这个战争没有办法能够得胜
Then there's no way we can win the battle
战争是必定有的
The battle will come
但是我们必须要认清楚我们所站的那个方向
And we have to stand on the right side
主耶稣这里告诉我们说如果要是跟从主
Jesus here tells us If anyone is to follow him
我们必须要不顾一切的来向主学习
We have to follow him at all costs.
我们必须要不顾一切的为主建造。
We have to build for him at all costs.
我们需要不顾一切的来为主去作战。
We have to fight for him at all costs.
然后最末一件事情啊。
And finally,
主耶稣说，你必须要不顾一切的去为主做见证。
You have to witness for him at all costs.
第33节这节圣经啊，不大容易翻译。
In verse 33 is not easy to translate.
我们中文这里说，这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
The translation goes something like, No one of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
这个字面的意思很对。
It seems to read okay.
这里的确是用的是门徒这个字。
The word used here is disciple.
但是那个上下文的构造啊，这节圣经和二十六节不一样。
But the way the context is constructed, there's a special meaning to this word.
在第二十六节用的那个门徒那个字呢，是指的我们向主学习的那个关系。
In verse 26, the word disciple describes the relationship between the follower and the master.
但是在第33节的这个门徒这个用法呀。
But in verse 33, the way this word disciple is used,
是指着说我们站在门徒的地位啊，能够把我们那个老师的样子把它显出来。
It emphasizes the status of the disciple that he is to magnify the characteristics of the master.
别人看不见我们的老师了，看不见我们的主了。
Others cannot see our master, cannot see our Lord.
但是他们能够从我们身上看见我们的主耶稣。
But from our lives, they are to see our Lord.
所以这里主的这句话那个重点呢，乃在我们生活的见证。
So the emphasis here is on our Christian witness on a day-to-day basis.
所以这里主耶稣说，你们如果要是真正能够这么样做我的门徒，你必须要把一切都放下。
And so Christ is saying here, if you are to be my true disciples, you have to give up everything.
你不顾一切，不顾代价的来为我做见证。
You have to count the cost and then you be my witness at all costs.
这个见证不容易做呀。
This is not an easy witness to
bear. 无论在什么情形之下。
You are to bear this witness under all circumstances.
无论有多么大的压力。
No matter what the pressures are.
我们要去显出我们是主的门徒来。
We are to magnify our status as the disciples of Christ.
借着我们的生活能够把主耶稣的能力把它见证出来。
To witness his power in our lives.
在一切的情况之下呀。
In all circumstances.
需要为主讲话的时候你要为主讲话。
When you need to speak for him, you speak for him.
需要为主的缘故不讲话你不能讲话。
And when you have to be silent for him, you be silent.
需要为主做一件工作你要去做。
When you have to do something for him, you do.
为主的缘故有的时候我不能够做那就不做。
If there are things you cannot do for Christ's sake, don't do it.
为主讲话有的时候不是容易啊。
A lot of times it's not easy to speak for Christ.
我们中间可能都有很多人有过这样的经验。
Many of us have this experience.
在有些个情况之下要公开的站起来做见证不是一件容易的事情。
In certain situations, it's not easy to stand up and make a public testimony.
我自己有过这样的经验。
I have this experience.
在我奉献读神学以前。
Before I dedicated myself to the full-time ministry.
我在一个很特别的一个团体里面工作。
I was working with a very special group of people.
据我所知道，那个团体里面只有我们两个，我另外一个弟兄是基督徒。
As far as I know, there are only two Christians, myself included, in that organization.
几百个人在那里边。
Several hundred people in that organization.
在那个环境里边，要显出你是基督徒来，非常不容易的一件事情。
Under that circumstance, it's not easy to stand up as a Christian.
也许没有正面的逼迫，但是那种讥笑的态度啊，是一个。不容易忍受的一件事情。
There was no direct persecution, but the ridicule is not easy to stand.
在有些环境里边，开口为主讲话不容易。
In certain situations, it's really difficult to speak up for Christ.
但是另外一方面呢，有的时候你要是为主的缘故不讲话，更加困难。
But at other times, it is even harder to remain silent for Christ.
主耶稣在比拉多的面前一句话都不讲。
In front of Pontius Pilate, Jesus remained silent.
别人误会你的时候。
There are times when others will misunderstand you.
或者别人故意的顶撞你得罪你的时候。
And there are times when people will embarrass you or to offend you deliberately.
那个话呀心里面很多话想讲啊来到口边了想停住不讲。不是一件容易的事情。
So words just come up and it is really hard to keep silent.
需要有的时候需要做一些个事情。
There are times you have to do certain things.
不容易做。
It's not easy to do.
像约书亚的经验。
It's like Joshua.
约书亚在对付亚干的那个罪的时候。亚干。
In dealing with the sins that
Achan.
In dealing with the sins that Achan committed.
约书亚要处理那样的事情非常非常不容易。
It was really a difficult situation for him to handle.
在我们的生活里面有的时候需要行动需要做不容易的事情。
And there are times when the circumstances are really difficult for us.
需要对付那个罪需要来矫正自己不容易做。
We have to deal with certain sins in our lives and it's really difficult.
但是有的时候啊要你不做一些事情也不容易。
And there are times it is equally difficult not to do certain things.
神吩咐摩西说你就用这个杖打这个石头一下就够了。
God told Moses to hit the rock with the rod just once.
但是摩西停不了不能停止。
But Moses could not stop himself.
结果他在神的面前得罪了神。
So he offended God.
有时候因着我们一时的冲动或者我们自己为了我们自己的喜好或者为了我们的雄心在某些情形之下我不停下来不做不容易。
There are times because of compulsion, because of ambition, we cannot stop ourselves from doing certain things.
但是如果我们记得，不论我是讲话或者不讲话，或者做事或者不做事。
But if we are to remember, whether we are to speak or to be silent, we are to do or not to do certain things.
我们如果记得一个原则，我在这里是在人的面前代表主耶稣。
If we will simply remember this principle,I am here representing Christ before the world.
我的责任是要把我的那个老师把他主把他彰显出来。
And my responsibility is to magnify my master, Christ.
我的这个是我的见证。
This is my witness.
如果在这么样的情形之下不容易的我们还需要做。
So, if we have this determination, we will do things that are difficult.
为了我的缘故你需要做一个见证。
For my sake, you are to be my witness.
如果我们真正要跟随主
If we are to truly follow Christ,
不顾一切向主学习
We have to follow him at all costs.
不顾一切为主建造
We have to build for him at all costs.
不顾一切为主作战
We are to fight for him at all costs.
不顾一切为主做见证
We are to witness for him at all costs.
那么有人也觉得说你讲的这个太难了。
So some of you might say it is really difficult to do what you are preaching.
做基督徒跟随主这么麻烦吗
？To be a Christian to follow Christ is it really that difficult?
如果我不做这些个事情
，If I do not want to do these things，
我不需要建造，我不要作战，我单单信耶稣够不够啊
？If I do not want to build, I do not want to fight. I just want to believe in Christ. Is that okay?
圣经在什么地方讲了说你一定要信了耶稣还要建造你才可以做基督徒
Where does the Bible say that you after believing Christ you have to build you have to fight
圣经从来没有讲过
I don't think the Bible is really saying this
我们不能够改圣经的教训是不是
But we cannot change the Bible
圣经上没有说你需要信耶稣还要加上这个这么多的条件才能够做一个好基督徒
Does the Bible really say thatTo become a good Christian, you have to do so many things after believing.
你如果什么都不想做，你就信耶稣，你照样可以做基督徒。
If you do not want to do any of these things, you simply want to believe, maybe you can still be a Christian.
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
Salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless,What will make it be seasoned?
一个盐如果失了味道算什么东西呢
If salt has lost its taste, what is it?
没有味道的盐
Salt without taste.
它还是名字上还是盐
It is still salt, nominally.
但是没有用处了
But it is completely useless.
你不能够用它来调味你也不用它用它来防腐什么都不能用了
You cannot use it for seasoning, you cannot use it for preserving anything.
但它还是盐呢、啊。我怎么办呢扔到外边。
But it's still salt, what can you do with it? You simply have to throw it out.
一点用处都没有。
It's completely useless.
你不能够用它来做建造的材料你也不能用它来做肥料你什么都不能用。
It's not good enough for building purposes, it cannot be used as fertilizers.
什么用处都没有了丢在外边被人践踏。
It is completely useless, and after you throw it out, people will just step on it.
它还是盐，但是一个没有用处的盐。
It is still salt, but a useless kind of salt.
基督徒也是如此。
Christians could become like this.
如果我们说我就愿信了耶稣，但是我不愿意付上任何的代价，是不是基督徒呢？还是基督徒？
If I want to believe in Christ, but I do not want to pay any cost, am I still a Christian? I am still a Christian.
但是却是一个没有用处的基督徒。
But a useless Christian.
在神的工作上面，在属灵的征战上面，在天国里边，是一个没有用处的基督徒。
We are worthless for the kingdom of God, for the spiritual warfare.
怎么办呢？主耶稣说没有用处，我把它放在一边。
What can we do? Christ said we simply have to lay it aside.
没有一点价值，没有一点用处了，丢在外边，被人践踏。
It's worthless, so you just throw it out, and others will step on it.
一个没有不付代价的基督徒，是一个没有用处的基督徒。
A Christian who does not want to pay the price is a worthless Christian.
一个没有用处的基督徒，主要把他放在一边。
A Christian who is useless, the Lord will have to lay him aside.
如果主要把这个人放在一边，不能够使用他了，这是一个多么可怜的一个生命。
And what a pitiful picture it is. If we are to be put aside by the Lord, we cannot be used by him.
在教会历史里面，我们看见过有多少这样的基督徒。
In church history, how many Christians are like this?
过去曾有过美好的见证。
In the past, they have very beautiful testimony.
但是因为不肯付某方面的代价，被主耶稣放在一边了。
But because they do not want to pay certain prices, they have to be put aside by Christ.
在过去可能是蒙神使用过的人。
In the past, they were really used by God.
但是就是因为在某一方面，他不肯为主的缘故付上代价，被主放在一边了。
But because they did not want to pay the price in certain areas, they had to be put aside by God.
一个人如果被主耶稣放在一边，不能够用他了，没有用处了，多么可怜的一个生命。
What a pity it is if we are to be put aside by God.
今天我们要做一个真正的基督徒。我们需要考虑一下我们要付的代价是什么。
If we are to be a genuine Christian today, we have to count the cost.
在我们的生命里边，每一个人和每一个人所经验的事情不一样。
Our lives are all different.
你也许面临的一些个事情需要付的代价，和我需要付的代价可能不一样。
You are faced with your own situations, and the price you have to pay is not it might not be the same thing that I have to pay.
但是我们必须要考虑清楚，我愿意不愿意为了主的缘故付上那个代价。
But we all have to ask ourselves, are we willing to pay the price?
无论那个代价是什么。
No matter what the price might be.
不论在哪一方面，我们需要付上一个代价。
No matter in what area of our lives, we have to pay the price.
如果我们要是不肯付那个代价，
If we do not want to pay the price,
那我们讲别方面的追求没有用处。
Then it's simply useless to talk about being a good Christian.
我们讲跟随主没有用处。
It's simply useless to talk about following God.
我们讲天国，讲为主受苦没有用处。
It's simply useless to talk about the kingdom to suffer for him.
我们肯不肯为了主的缘故付上应当付那个代价？
Are we willing for the Lord's sake?To pay that price?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们每一个人需要在主面前来回答这个问题。
We all have to answer this question before the Lord.
大家低头我们祷告。
Should we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，我们一同俯伏在你的面前。
Dear Lord, we bow before you.
求你自己的灵光照我们的心。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will illuminate our lives.
叫我们看见我们今天在你面前真正的情形是什么样。
That we will see where we are before you today.
在我们生命里边有什么事情拦阻着我们不能够真正的来跟从你。
What is it in our lives that is hindering us from following you?
在哪一方面有一个代价我们没有愿意付上。
What is the price that We are not willing to pay.
因此拦阻了我们真正的成为跟从你的人。
And prevents us from truly be your people.
拦阻了我们不能够给你使用。
And prevents us from being used by you.
主，求你这时候亲自向我们的心讲话。
Lord, we pray that you will speak to us now.
你指出来我们生命中那个特别的需要。
You point out the needs in our lives.
给我们有一个乐意的心，愿意在你的面前把它承认出来。
And give us an obedient spirit to obey your will.
靠着你圣灵的帮助，我们愿意把那件事情对付清楚。
We want to deal with that area of our lives with the help of your spirit.
当大家都低着头祷告的时候，我们每一个人默默地省察自己的心。
As everyone bows before the Lord, we all re-examine our lives before the Lord.
主，如果在哪一个地方指明我们生命的一个特别的需要
，If the Lord speaks to you, pointing out special areas of your life,
求主给我们有恩典，愿意在他的面前把那个对付清楚。
We ask that the Lord will give us grace to deal with those areas.
向我们的任何一个人的心里边讲话了。
If the Holy Spirit has spoken to any one of us,
我们这时候可以从心里边向主应许，我们愿意怎么样对付这个问题。
We should make a pledge before Christ how we are to deal with that problem.
父，我们满心的感谢你，因为你明白我们的内心。
Dear Father, we thank you because you understand us.
你听见了我们内心里边默默的向你做的那个祷告。
You have heard our confession and prayer.
求你按照你的恩典垂听我们所求的。
We ask that you will hear and answer our prayer.
也求中心的圣灵亲自帮助我们。
We ask that the Holy Spirit will help us.
靠着你的恩典，我们能够做得到你所要我们做的。
That by your grace, we will follow you in the way you want us to follow you.
让我们的生命能够成为一个有用处的生命。
That our lives will be useful.
求你继续地向我们的心讲话。
We pray that you will continue to speak to each one of us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和